Hi, good morning everybody. Thanks for coming today. Today I want to try and talk to you for 10 minutes about the seven wonders of the ancient world. I'm going to try to. I'm afraid I have something in my right eye, so if I squint at you a little bit too much, I'm very sorry. I'm not winking. All right, 10 minutes about the ancient world. Don't forget, if you click on the link below here, and so many people don't do this, if you click on the link below here, you can find the transcript for this talk, you can find questions, essay type, multiple choice type, you can find sample answers, you can also download the MP3. If you try the questions, it will help you understand the talk, and it will help your English improve. Try the essay questions too, they're useful. You could even speak them, and that would help your speaking as well. Okay, 10 minutes on the seven wonders of the ancient world. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, I'm sure most of you have heard of the expression the seven wonders of the ancient world, but maybe you can't name them all. The seven wonders, most of them have been around for a long time. The oldest of them has been around for 5,000 years. However, the title, the seven wonders of the ancient world, was thought up not that well. About 3,000 years ago, during the Greek Empire. The Greek Empire started with Greece and spread out till it covered most of southern Europe, most of North Africa, and into the Middle East a little bit. The Greek Empire existed from about 1100 BC until 146 BC, when basically the Roman Empire took it over. And then the Romans governed Greece until about 324 AD, when it became a different empire and different empire, and it carried on until it became Greece as we have it today. Greece at that time had a wealthy class, a merchant class, and they were also heavily into education. And maybe not as much as we are today. I mean, a lot of people were still slaves and still didn't have the opportunity to learn. But those people with money, with wealth, were able to learn. And once people started to learn, they learned about the history of the world, and they wanted to go and see these things. Now, there's one guy called, I don't know how to pronounce this, I'm going to try it. Here we go. Diodorus Siculus. In 100 BC, he wrote his famous book, Diodori Siculi Bibliothecae Historicae, which basically means the history book. Now, what this was, it was a history of the world, but more than that, it became a guidebook. He is the person that put together this list of seven things everybody should see. Now, I'm going to try and explain them to you. Okay, the first one, the one that most people can probably remember, are the Great Pyramids at Giza. Well, the main pyramid, basically. Those pyramids were built about 2584 BC. How were they built? Why were they built? That's a story for another talk. They were built for the pharaoh Khufu, King Khufu, and they're basically his tomb. The the pyramids as you see them today, and I'm sure you've seen pictures, are a dirty yellow color. But originally they were covered in a shiny, very bright limestone, and they would have shone beautifully white. Those limestones were stolen as the years went by, and they were used in other buildings in that area. In fact, you can see some of those limestones in some of the buildings around there. The pyramid was actually the highest building in the world until the Lincoln Cathedral was built in England in 1311. So it was the highest building in the world, tallest building in the world for 3,000 to 4,000 years. I'm not very good at math. So, number one, the Great Pyramids at Giza. Number two, the Hanging Gardens at Babylon. Babylon is basically where Iraq is now, kind of, in the Middle East. And the Hanging Gardens of Babylon were famous because the king of the area had managed to pump water up into his gardens, and he had rivers and cascades and canals and waterfalls and lots of river ornamentation. And this, of course, is in the middle of the desert, so it was very, very special. However, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon is the only one of these seven wonders that there is no historical evidence for. There are no ruins, there are no plans, there is not really much evidence that it existed other than this book and maybe one or two other references. But we think it did. Number three, the Temple of Artemis. This was built in 550 BC. It was a temple that is in modern-day Turkey. It was 115 meters high, 13 meters long. It was a beautifully tall, white building. It was built to worship the goddess Artemis. Now, this building was around for a long time, but it fell down. It broke three times. It was rebuilt three times. Then finally, it was closed down by the Christians. Of course, the Christian religion was spreading through the world, through Europe at that time, and it was pulled down, possibly in the 5th century AD. There are still ruins of that building around. You can go and see those. Number four, the statue of Zeus at Olympia. Zeus, of course, is the Roman god, the king of the gods, the head of the god, the father of the gods. The statue of him was built in 435 BC, and it was a 13-meter tall statue. It was at the end of a long, huge hall, and it was a large golden statue, very impressive, very amazing. This statue also broke, it fell down, it was moved, and then it was lost. It was lost again in about the 5th century AD. Possibly Christians, no idea. There is no evidence of that statue itself. However, there is evidence that it was made because they found the quarry and the workshop where these stone statues were created. They were created by a man called, again, I don't know how to pronounce this, Phidias, and they found Phidias's stone workshop. So there is evidence that it was built, although there is no evidence of what happened to it. Okay. Number five. The mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Now, the mausoleum at Halicarnassus is a tomb. It's a mausoleum. Mausoleum means tomb. It was built in 350 BC. Who is it the tomb for? Who is it the mausoleum for? Well, it's the mausoleum for Mausolus. He was the governor. He was a governor in the Persian Empire in the area. He died, and they built this tomb for him. They built this mausoleum for him. The word we have in English, mausoleum, of course, comes from this man, Mausolus. His tomb, Mausolus's tomb, became a mausoleum, which became the word we use for tomb. This building actually lasted for a very long time. It survived until 16th century AD, when it was knocked down by an earthquake. So that lasted for almost 2,000 years, 1,900 years, very long time. Again, you can go and see the ruins of that as well. They still exist. Number six, the Colossus of Rhodes. This was built in 280 BC. It was a 33-meter tall statue whose legs stretched either side of the harbor at Rhodes. Rhodes is near where Greece is. And this statue stood across the harbor of Greece. It held a light in one hand and basically welcomed the boats into Greece. Now, this statue was the model for the Empire State Building. This statue was the model for the Statue of Liberty in America, in New York, of course. If you watch my talk on the Statue of Liberty, I talk about that. The people that built that statue, they looked closely at this, and they didn't copy it, but they basically emulated its style. This statue fell down, was knocked down in 226 BC by an earthquake. Lots of earthquakes in these areas. The ruins of it, some of them still exist in the harbor at Rhodes. There are a few pieces still around. Number seven, the last one on the list, the Lighthouse at Alexandria. This was built in 305 BC. It was a 100-meter tall stone lighthouse. Obviously, you know what lighthouses are. They have a light to stop ships sailing into a rocks or sailing into a harbor or sailing into some kind of obstacle. This lighthouse had a fire at the top and basically warned ships. This lighthouse stood for a long time until 1323 when it was knocked down by an earthquake. So again, this statue survived. I keep saying statue, I'm sorry. This lighthouse survived for about 1700 years. Pieces of this lighthouse still can still be found in the harbor down there. And the government are thinking of making an underwater museum so people can go down and see these ruins. There was talk about bringing them up and trying to recreate the lighthouse, but if you bring them up, I mean, they've been under the water for so long that if you bring them up, they'll probably just fall apart. So the current idea is to keep them down there and have some kind of underwater museum. That would be pretty amazing. So those are the seven wonders of the ancient world. The Great Pyramids at Giza, of course, are the only ones that are still standing. They're not quite in their original form, but they are still very, very impressive. The rest of the seven have all disappeared. Some people have tried to create a modern seven wonders of the ancient world, a modern seven wonders of the world. Many ideas, there are many buildings that could go on this list, the Taj Mahal, different buildings. The trouble is, these days, architecture and technology increases so quickly that buildings are superseded extremely fast. So right now, the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, I think it's Dubai, will not be the longest building for very long. There are plans to build even taller buildings, plans to build buildings that go over a kilometer or even 2 kilometers. So buildings get superseded extremely quickly. So some people say that the wonders of the modern world should not be physical, but more technological. The internet, for example, the internet is a wonder of our world. 3D printing, where you can print organs could be a wonder of the modern world. So there are many different things that we could praise. There are many different things that we could put on the list of the modern world. What do you think? If you can think of anything that should go on a list of wonders of the modern world, put them in the comments down below. Okay, thank you. I hope you understood that. I made a few mistakes as I was racing through it. I finished inside 10 minutes. Yay! Stop. Okay, thank you. As always, don't forget, I said at the start of the talk, I'll say it again. If you click on the link down here, you can find the transcript for this talk, you can find questions, you can find answers, you can find the MP3. Please have a look, it will help you. If you liked this talk, click like. If you want to share it, share it. If you want to subscribe, you can get these talks every week when I make them. I'm trying to do them every week. It's being difficult recently, but I'm trying. I will do it every week. Okay? Thanks so much for stopping by. Have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye.